Hi everybody, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Full on Force. I know it's been a while. I am your host Travis, and I am here today by myself because it is late, and I wanted to do this episode very fast and just get it out there. And today's episode is all about the new Star Wars The Force Awakens trailer that just dropped on ESPN. This is the final trailer, which means we will get no other type of Star Wars-y trailers in the future. This is it. This is the end game, and it dropped. It dropped tonight around probably 9:30 to 10-ish, somewhere around there. And this of course, is after yesterday's big drop, this other drop, and that was the official poster for Star Wars The Force Awakens. So these past 2 days have been crazy, and also before the trailer dropped, the tickets went on sale unexpectedly. They're supposed to go on sale right after the trailer dropped, but nope, they went on sale, and Twitter was just in chaos. All the websites were crashing, but I got my opening night tickets. I'm happy. I'm seeing it 7 p.m. December 17th. I'm very excited. So yeah, now that we got that out of the way, and of course if you guys want to see the poster, you can go on to fallenforce.wordpress.com, but I'm sure you guys have already seen it. So we're gonna move on to the trailer. Oh man, this trailer, this trailer has just been so hyped up because this is the final trailer, and also because this trailer is airing during ESPN, so it was definitely not going to be marketed towards traditional Star Wars fans. It was going to be marketed towards everyone who may be on the fence about a Star Wars movie or who may not know what Star Wars is. You know, it was marketed toward them, and so people are wondering exactly what would happen with this trailer. And so the anticipation's been high, and it aired during the halftime of the game, but that halftime took forever to get there. I don't really watch sports, so I just, like, there's so many breaks, but it happened, and it was glorious. So I thought for this a quick little episode of Full on Force, we would sort of break down the trailer. So let's go ahead and do it. Okay, I'm hitting play. Oh, better hit mute. Okay. So here we go. Okay, so this company is feature. So you start off the trailer by seeing Rey. This is very fascinating. There's a few short seconds of Rey scavenging because we haven't actually seen her scavenge. And just seeing her in this, which looks to be like the Death Star that was in the sand in the teaser, or the other trailer, it looks to be like that, and she's sort of spiraling down, which would make sense because the Death Star was, you know, head first into the sand. And we just see her scavenging, and it looks really cool. It just, we know, we can see that she does this on a regular basis. She has her line. And then we move on and we see Rey and BB-8 just rolling in the sands of Jakku. And then we soon see what looks to be a Death Star in the sky as Rey, it looks like she's working on something at a table, and she just sort of looks up and sees it. But this scene, the way it's cut together, it seems as if they're complete opposite scenes. So there's something in the sky, and she's the scene, and it shows her, but she's not necessarily looking at the sky, she's looking ahead of her. And by the end of that second, she has sort of a smirk. So I'm wondering if she's seeing somebody, like maybe Finn or something like that, or maybe even BB-8, because we do see that BB-8 is in like a bag with the characters whose name I can't remember. I talked about them in the last episode. And then, of course, we see the Lucasfilm logo. And then the camera pans, and we see the scene which we saw in one of the other trailers. But we saw it from behind and from this way. And it's the stormtroopers looking upon, which we can now see to be, at least what I believe, to be General Hux. And you can hear in the background him saying something. Don't really know what, because it's very low and it's very muffled, but he's saying something. Then we go to Finn, and this is a scene when Finn talks about, let me see, I'll see if I can play the clip with noise.
But I've got nothing to fight for.
And And that's when he says, I've got nothing to fight for. And it's just, it says he was sent there for a reason, now he has nothing to fight for, which I'm very interested to see what that actually means, because he was a pilot in the TIE fighter, and he was in the stormtrooper armor. So was he always meant to be a stormtrooper? I'm interested to know. I'm very interested. And then the scene cuts, and we go to Kylo Ren, where we actually hear his voice for the first time in trailer form. We've heard it through the toys. And I'll play you that little clip.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
And there we go. That's sort of the part where it just, you get chills. I mean, even more chills, might I add. And he's basically just saying that, and they're showing the sort of smashed up Darth Vader helmet. So, you know, for all the people who sort of haven't been paying attention, you know, reading all the behind the scenes tidbits, you know, they now know that Kylo Ren is a Darth Vader fanboy, and he's just trying to follow in his footsteps, which is interesting. It's very interesting. And it sort of pans on that, and it's a beautiful shot, but it then switches to Kylo using the Force, it looks like, on Poe Dameron. First off, Kylo, please do not hurt Poe. please do not do such a thing. But it shows Poe, and he's sort of crying and just looks hurt. And then it goes to this image of, like, a forest being wiped out by, like, fire or by an explosion. And then, of course, comes in the Millennium Falcon, followed by a TIE fighter with just the best music, you guys. And of course, in before that, they mention, Rey mentions about, you know, the legendary times, if you will, and Han confirms that it's true that, you know, all those fights and battles and wars did happen. And that's where we kind of get confirmation that, you know, the movies, the you know, all those stories are now legends. You know, we were all wondering, you know, whether that would be the case, and it looks to be, because it's sort of now like a myth in a way, and, you know, Han Solo's confirming it, which is very interesting to me. I love that little aspect. And then, of course, we go into hyperspace or hyperdrive, and it looks really cool. We see it in a traditional way, and then when you see the Millennium Falcon sort of from afar back, it looks very new and updated in a sense. It looks very nice. And then we see this Christmas logo, and this is where the trailer gets really interesting. There's lots of little bits and pieces here and there that you just got to pay attention to. So we see Kylo with his lightsaber, and some people behind him, the what's the name, I'm so excited right now, the name is just fleeting me, the Knights of Ren. So we see all the masks. And then we see even more of the X-Wing scene that we saw in the second trailer that just made me cry. And then we see more TIE fighters battling, X-Wings battling TIE fighters. And then we see, of course, the little clip that was premiered yesterday of Poe and Finn. This scene can be interpreted many ways. It can be interpreted as in they know each other, which is what I feel interprets. And it can be in like a, you know, you did good type of way, but to me it just looks like they're in shenanigans. It's all it looks like to me, especially with Finn's face. And then we get even more X-Wing fights or battles. It looks beautiful, and we see a little bit more of the explosion that Finn and Rey are about to walk into. And then a very interesting scene is we see Han Solo, Rey, Finn, and BB-8 they're all following Han Solo into this area with these flags or these banners. I mean, they're strewn about, and they all have different symbols on them. And I can't really make out any of them except one, which was the Mandalorian symbol, because somebody pointed it out on Facebook. And also in this, and so that whole scene can be, you know, very analyzed. I'm really excited to see what people get from this, because there's so many little details, and I tried zooming in and I just can't get that much. Sorry guys, sorry, I know you guys want all the info, but I'm sorry. And then we also see a new sort of droid or robot type of deal. Not really sure what he or she is, but I'm interested to learn. And then during this scene, we also, this is when it gets very interesting. I love this, the word placement of the scene where we see Han Solo saying that, you know, the Jedi are real, and then it shows Finn, and then we see that it says they're still here, and it shows Luke's hand. I thought that was so well done, because it's definitely giving us a lot to look forward to even more, and it's sort of showing more placement of characters and such. Of course, we see Kylo Ren's shuttle, and then we see Captain Phasma and Kylo Ren, and then we see the scene which a lot of people are analyzing quite a bit, and that is Rey crying, holding what looks to be, I'm just throwing this out there, Han Solo's jacket. It's in an angle where it could be, it might not be, but some people are speculating that this is her crying over Han Solo's death, which, no words, but I'm just gonna say, if that is how that scene plays out, I'm not shocked at all. I will be, though, if it does happen. So, and then of course we see a really interesting scene, which is Finn, Chewbacca, and Han Solo with their hands held up like they're about to be captured. But also in the scene, their arms are going down, so maybe some help arrived in a way. I'm not sure. And then we see BB-8, and he looks out, and you see a bajillion TIE fighters. Well, not a bajillion, but quite a bit. And then you see Finn just. Not Finn, I'm sorry. Poe sort of get ready to go into battle and leave. At least that's what his face looks like. So I'll be interested, again, in seeing how this whole thing plays out. It's all in the snow. It looks very pretty. And all the lights and just... And of course we see a bunch of stormtroopers exiting a shuttle. Then we see Rey firing a blaster of sorts. We see a whole montage of scenes of Kylo Ren, of TIE fighters, of X-Wings, of... Hold on. I just wanted to go and pause this scene because it caught my attention just now. I'm sorry. And then we see, of course, it looks like the Millennium Falcon going into a blaze and catching on fire. And then we see probably one of the most iconic moments from this trailer, and that is, Carrie Fisher. Yeah, we see Princess Leia and Han Solo together. She's hugging him, and the look on her face is sort of like a look of worry, which however this scene's gonna play out, it's gonna probably break my heart either way. And then to top this off, we see the infamous scene from the clip on the Star Wars Instagram where it's Finn getting his lightsaber ready, and then Kylo getting his, and then ready to fight. And all in the background throughout this trailer, I need to add, we hear Maz Kanata, I believe is how you say the name, which is Lupita Nyong'o's character. At least that's what we believe. It sounds just like her talking to Rey. And in the beginning of the trailer, she's like, "Rey, you know, who are you?" And Rey is like, "I am no one." And it's such a powerful voiceover. And we hear it throughout. And then by the end of the trailer, we hear that voice telling Rey, the Force, to let it in. And it's here, I'll play the little clip for you guys because it's very nice. Oh my god, you guys, just let it in. I'm basically taking this as confirmation that Rey is Force sensitive. which is, oh my gosh. And also, I would like to point out that before I was hoping that Rey would be Luke's kid. So that was kind of a hope of mine. But this trailer really cemented not cemented per se, but really made me think differently of that, because a lot of people speculated that Rey would be Han Solo's daughter, and the placement of Rey in this trailer, and they're Han Solo's in this trailer quite a bit, and the theme music, and seeing seeing Princess Leia, or not princess anymore, Leia and Han together, just is making me think that's their daughter. No spoilers, people, but we're just speculating here. But there's so much in this trailer, you guys. There's so much. I'm loving this trailer. It's fantastic. It looks pretty. J.J. Abrams has his little lens flare in there, which I enjoyed. It's done in a really cool way. But yeah, and that's the end of the trailer. That's the final Star Wars trailer. In case you're wondering, right now it's 11:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on October 19th when I'm filming this. And the trailer, 30 minutes after going up, broke records because it had gotten, in 30 minutes, 1 million views. So, go Star Wars! Anyways, thank you guys for listening to this episode. I know it's just me, and you probably don't want to hear just me, but this is a big thing, you guys, and I really wanted to record this. We'll be back with more episodes coming up. I'm going to start doing more, especially as the days get closer to The Force Awakens. Got a lot happening this coming month between Battlefront, the video game, and the book. So until next time, you guys can follow us on Twitter at Full On Force, and you can follow me personally on Twitter at Travis the Grim. You can check out our website at www.fullonforce.wordpress.com. We like to post different Star Wars news here and there, and just keep you guys updated on what's happening in the Star Wars universe. And until next time, I'll see you guys later. Bye!